This is episode 1154. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. How are you doing? I welcome you back if you've been following along with our seven-part series we've been exploring this week on how to snap out of a bad mood. If you are just joining us, no worries. You are right where you need to be. The episodes don't follow any sequence. We do follow a theme throughout an entire week, but each episode is its own unique meditation technique you can do as you get ready to meditate. And my greatest hope for you is to actually take these techniques into the busiest part of your day, where the rubber meets the road, where you may need meditation techniques the most. I'm Mary Meckley, and I share a different technique every single day here on the podcast to help you as you meditate, to keep your meditations dynamic, and to explore different ways you can cultivate peace, energy, and clarity in your life. In this week's series, as I mentioned, we're exploring how to snap out of a bad mood. And in today's episode, I'm going to share with you a visualization technique you can do to walk you through your day to cultivate something I hope you incorporate into your life. And that is curiosity, the art of curiosity. And you may often hear this referred to as passion, what fuels your passion. And you may very well have passions that you pursue that get you excited about life. But what I encourage you to do as you sit down to meditate today, as you go about your day, is to consider what's already right there in front of you without you having to add something, to make an appointment for something, to buy something in order to pursue a passion. What's curious and intriguing about your typical day? And these could be people, places, events, situations that you may take for granted. You may think of them as mundane, but what could you do to develop a curiosity about your day-to-day life? And to do this, as you settle yourself into your meditation, start with the very beginning of your day. As I mentioned earlier in an episode in this series, it's often said that how you start your day is going to set the tone for the whole rest of your day. So if you start your day out great, the rest of your day may follow suit. So when you wake up in the morning, visualize what would make you jump out of bed. Maybe not jump out of bed every morning, but what would get you excited to start your day? Maybe it's because you laid out the night before your workout clothes, your running gear, or your walking gear. And when you open your eyes in the morning, that excites you to get out there and give yourself some movement. That would help you feel like you were winning the day if you could start the day that way. Or maybe you set out your breakfast or the ingredients for your smoothie or coffee or tea, and that excites you as you think about getting out of bed. And there is more to this than just putting a positive spin on things. In fact, there's been some research that I found that I want to share with you. And this was research that was done pretty recently. It was done in 2015, and this is from the Business Insider, Science-Backed Ways to Improve Your Mood. And one of the ways was to do something awe-inspiring. There was research where different participants, they were students, were asked to fill out a questionnaire, and they submitted samples of their spit for an analysis. So these students filled out this questionnaire about recent awe-inspiring experiences they had had. And those students who said that they had recently experienced something awe-inspiring had lower levels of a stress-related substance called interleukin 6 in their spit, compared with those students who hadn't recently experienced anything exciting or awe-inspiring. So, as you consider your life, you can't always pursue what you're really passionate about. I'm passionate about traveling and other cultures, but I really only get the chance to travel to different cultures a few times a year. And I think that's quite a lot. It takes a lot of effort to organize a trip to another country, to really explore the culture. And you may have other passions where you only do those passions every once in a while. It's not really something that could encompass your day-to-day life. But what's right in front of you could fuel your passion if you open yourself up to it by cultivating the art of curiosity. So think about what's in front of you. And so maybe for you, getting up to watch the sunrise would really get you inspired about your day on a regular basis. I know for myself, I started doing this because I do yoga and meditation every morning, and I also do weightlifting every morning. So I love to do that outside on my lanai, which backs up to a 5,000-acre, pretty wild state park. And so when I'm out there watching the sunrise up over the cypress grove, I get so excited that I hop up out of bed, I grab my lemon water, and I head out the door. And this is how I start my day. So think about what could fuel your passion to start your day. And that is by beginning with what you have already going on in your life. So as you sit in your meditation, think about how you'll start your day. And then guide yourself through a few curiosity touch points you can think of that you come into contact with on a typical day. Maybe it's someone who you see every day on your commute who uplifts you, or maybe there's a restaurant or a park or a garden you pass that inspires you, or maybe you love to sit and read a certain blog at a particular time each day, or or listen to a podcast as you commute. Whatever it is, use these touch points as curiosity to fuel your passion. And if you'd like to be guided in a full meditation, I offer a way for you to do that, which will very soon become an app. Right now, it's a subscription membership site that you can receive access to absolutely free for 2 weeks. And it allows you access to over 1,000 half-hour guided meditations. Now, you can always break off at the 15-minute point, 10 or 15-minute point on these meditations, but you could meditate for a full half hour. And you also get a guide for each week with all the techniques on the guide for the whole week's series, and a journal customized for each weekly series. This is at my website, which is at sip, just like sipping tea, and omom.com. Sipandom.com. SIPANDOM.com. So that's a way for you to go a little deeper if you feel like you would enjoy that. As always, you are so worth slowing down for.